Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Evidence of vaccine death and injuries is overwhelming to anyone capable of seeing past the mainstream media's hypnotic lies. The numbers tell us that the vaccines have already caused a 20% increase in deaths.
Now we have a run rate of about 20% excess mortality. That's confirmed by the CDC numbers, the funeral home numbers, and the insurance company numbers. And then somebody did an independent study I saw recently suggesting 20% is the number. So we're running at 20% excess deaths.
And a 10% increase in disabilities.
This is a stunning number. You're telling me that things have been flat for 5 years at 29 million, and all of a sudden now the data, they get 3 million people are disabled out of nowhere?
Correct.
And now we are beginning to understand that this is just the beginning. Things are going to get much, much worse. Many of us have already seen the mysterious objects found in the vials of COVID vaccines by two separate independent groups using electron microscopy. We are also familiar with the rising number of strokes, heart attacks, and other side effects experienced worldwide after the biggest experimental vaccination in history. And now we are getting a first glimpse of what is causing all this. Something in the COVID vaccines seems to be growing within the recipient's vascular system. Anomalous objects are being discovered in the dead bodies of the vaccinated by embalmers and coroners. Horrific things being grown inside the veins and arteries. These are not blood clots, and they appear to be some sort of organic material with small crystals and extremely thin wires made up of what looks like reptilian scales. This internal blockage growing within the vaccinated would certainly explain all of the deadly side effects we are seeing today. What the mainstream media is currently spinning as sudden adult death syndrome. We do not know what these things are, but they are being found by embalmers and coroners everywhere. Except, pretty much all of them are too afraid to speak out, or they don't care. Only one has shown the courage to speak out so far, and this is the real tragedy. For those who remain silent, things will not get better. The FDA is poised to authorize these deadly vaccines to children as young as 6 months old, and humanity does nothing.
Today, we want to provide an update on a topic that I know many parents and grandparents are focused on, the potential for the first COVID-19 vaccines for kids under five. We have waited a long time for this moment.
Well, guys, here's some good news. The Biden administration has finally announced a vaccine rollout plan for children under five, and they've ordered 10 million doses. That's great. Right now, kids are like, oh my gosh, we can finally meet up for drinks. Yep, as we speak, everyone in the lollipop industry is like, we're buying a yacht. Here we go. You get a lollipop. You get one. It's very exciting to hear a four-year-old scream, Facebook told me Bill Gates controls the vaccines.
Why should we deserve anything other than pain and suffering if we do nothing to protect our own children? Once those afraid of speaking out begin seeing their coroner tables filled with dead children, it will be too late. But it's not too late now. If you are an embalmer, a coroner, or a funeral director, and you are seeing these things, there is still time to save the lives of our innocent children. You can start now by contacting Dr. Jane Ruby at protonmail.com. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning, certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Tomorrow's news today.
It's Monday, June 27th, the year is 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank you all for joining us on this historic transmission. Russia has defaulted on its international debt, fired more missiles into Kiev, while the G7 is meeting nearby in Europe. Biden has cryptically said that new lockdowns are imminent, and we see Los Angeles and Toronto and other globalist-controlled cities announcing that they may need new lockdowns and new restrictions on gatherings because of monkeypox. So right on time, it's all beginning to unfold, and we have leaked documents out of Europe, the UK, the US, and Canada, as well as Australia and New Zealand, that they're planning new lockdowns in the fall. That doesn't mean they're going to do them. It means they're planning them and trying to get them ready.
It doesn't protect you. It destroys your immune system.
These folks really, absolutely want to lock us down forever and make us slaves of the Great Reset with carbon lockdowns directed by our cell phones on when we're allowed to leave our house, what we're allowed to do, where we're allowed to go. Now, I told you years ago they were going to use cell phones for this because it's in the IMF and World Bank document plans. But now it's here. So for people to think, oh, they backed off the vaccine passports, and oh, they backed off the forced inoculation, and oh, they backed off the – they didn't back off of anything. And if you work at these hospitals or you're in the military or in many corporations, they make you take these shots. And now they're talking about three, quote, boosters a year that does nothing but destroy your immune system. So we're going to be getting to all of that coming up today. Biden once again claims another pandemic is on the way. Monkeypox spreading locally at large L.A. county events. Health officials say they need to stop those. That's how it begins. Meanwhile, major new study out documenting what we already know, that the so-called COVID shots are gene therapies that cause all sorts of blood clots, cancer, and destruction of your immune system and fertility. A lot of key news on that front. Obviously, we have the massive news and the fallout from the Roe v. Wade decision, but there's been other big, very good decisions out of the Supreme Court as well that we'll be getting into. I mean, this is a no-brainer. You don't need a Supreme Court to tell you this. But for 30 years across the United States, in fact, right when I was leaving high school, 30-something years ago, they were telling people, don't say a prayer and don't thank God if you're the valedictorian or the salutatorian. And they were telling coaches, don't say prayers here in Austin at the beginning of a game, even in a huddle with your team. And then you've seen coaches that have been fined, coaches that have been fired in high school because they say a prayer. Now, that's their right to say that. Separation of church and state means we don't have a state-run religion like the Democrats do, pedophilia and Satanism. They're trying to bring in, you know, corporate nihilistic evil. So they have their big global government religion of political correctness. But in America, you can be a Buddhist, you can be a Catholic, you can be a Christian, a Protestant, you can be an agnostic, you can be an atheist, you can be whatever you want. And you can hand out Christmas cards at school, and you can say a prayer at the lunch table if you want, and people are offended, they can move away. That's not state-run religion. The left's religion is political correctness and oppression of speech and control. Their religion is tyranny. Their religion is enslavement. But now, the Supreme Court has come out and said, no, people can pray on the football team, and if somebody wants to get up and say a prayer before the game, they can do it. That is up to those individuals and the people at that school and that school board and those parents. But because a few parents are offended by something going on, doesn't mean everybody else that has to keep their mouths shut while the left parades half-naked children through the streets with naked men all over the United States this weekend. We have horrible footage from across the United States that we can't even show here because of obscenity laws. We're showing you the milder stuff, and it is horrific. Naked women, naked men, people urinating on each other, eating poop off the ground, while the Boy Scouts of America march through the middle of it with their rainbow flags, and men naked on bikes with their penises hanging out ride in front of three-year-old babies with their mothers holding them out like they've just won the Olympics. They've just won a gold medal. That's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, as shocking as the stuff is we're going to be showing you, it is only the milder garbage. So that's coming up in the last segment of this hour. So warning for those that don't want to be subjected to this, but we have to get it on record. Because our children are the ones being forcibly subjected to this in true pedophilic fashion. The ruination, the rape of these children's minds, these children's souls. We'll break it all down in the last segment of this hour. We also have John Henry Weston, the head of LifeSite News, that's tirelessly worked for the victories we're starting to have. He'll be joining us to lay out what he thinks is really unfolded and what's coming next and the next attacks the left is going to launch in their push to assure their access to the blood of the innocents. But let me keep telling you what else is coming up here today. When we come back, Democrats' response to abortion ruling sounds a lot like a real insurrection. But when they do it, and do it much more intensely, it's good, it's wonderful. And I've got CNN, MSNBC, all of them, Democrat leaders saying, there's going to be a revolution, we're putting on the armor, we're going to war, a whirlwind, you're going to pay. And they're at the Supreme Court justices' houses threatening them. And the media's like, this is mostly peaceful, this is good. Taking over highways, attacking people, doing all of this with these psycho leftists that want access to your children, period. The whole thing is an act of their dominance over the life processes of humans, over men and women and children. And remember this key point. I'm going to make this again in the last segment of this hour, but I'm going to do it in more detail. But if you take anything away from this, understand, when you see the evil in the streets and the naked men parading children as their captured spoils, as trophies, through the streets of San Francisco, through the streets of Seattle, through the streets of Dallas, through the streets of Austin, through the streets of Houston, through the streets of Miami, through the streets of New York and Toronto and London and Berlin and all over the world this week, it's all directed by the big corporations. The uniforms, the outfits, the drag queen pedophile time, the parading of the children, the handing out of condoms to the Boy Scouts, all of it is directed to poison and bring down society as a weapon, and it's all on record. That's their plan. going back to the 60s. It's in government documents and think tank documents we cover in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, how this was all completely planned. And so that's all they're doing is parading captured children, like when the Romans would parade captured slaves from countries they'd conquered. They are parading their children, our children, in front of us. And that's what the Romans would do when they'd conquer an area, is they would come back with the spoils of thousands of captured women and children. They'd kill the men, celebrating the spoils of their victory, pissing on the children, literally, celebrating their victory over us, their act of dominance, their planting of the flag, and their announcement that we don't just own your body, we're going to forcibly inject you, we're not just going to lock you in your house, but we are going to take your children. If we can't kill them in the womb and do medical experiments on them, we're going to ruin their souls and minds after, because we serve the devil. Sodom and Gomorrah ain't got nothing on these people.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hour, we're going to go into the depths of hell. In fact, watching the crew review some of the footage and clips we're getting ready reminded me of things I'd forgotten. We have clip after clip after clip in Louisiana and Texas and New York and California and Kansas, just everywhere. Men coming to city councils in their male attire and saying, I'm a drag queen. I dance at the local gay bar. That's where I work. I want access to your children. I will groom your children. I need access to them. And what's crazy is you see these clips from Florida and Texas, and the one I was mentioning was Baton Rouge. They all say the same thing. I need access to the children. And if you study the criminology of pedophiles, they are unremorseful and say they've got to have it. Imagine you're 18, you got your male vigor going, and you just see really gorgeous women, and you go ask them out, and you want to date them because you have a huge attraction to them. But if they brush you off and stuff, or whatever, you know not to push it because you can control your hormones. These are people that aren't going after folks that are of age, that are adults. They're going after little 2-, 3-, 4-, 5-year-old children that see adults as authority figures, and their mothers are there saying, here, these are the good people. A bunch of them are convicted pedophiles and perverts dancing around naked in the streets, doing things that we can't even show you, being cheered by crowds of people, marching the Boy Scouts of America through the middle of it. I mean, folks, this is perverts on parade. And the whole thing is pedophilic on its face. I said I'd get to it at the end of the hour, into the next hour, because there's a lot of it, ladies and gentlemen. And the new stuff is just unbelievable. But this has been going on a long time. But we're talking people eating feces off the ground, urinating in each other's mouths, having sex on the street. That footage is pouring out of Seattle and San Francisco and Europe. And the media is freaking out that in Eastern Europe, they're arresting people that do this. You have sex in front of kids, you bring kids to one of these in Hungary, they arrest your ass, and they should. Think about this. I'm going to start getting this right now, then I'll hit abortion next segment. It's all intertwined. Imagine if you went to the local park and there was a mother and father standing there naked, and they had a couple of their children with them who were scantily clad, and the children were twerking in front of the adults. You'd think, man, I'm calling the police. This is some kind of weird, crazy pervert deal. And the police would come and they would arrest them for indecency with a child. And if the parents were involved, CPS would come, and they should. But when it's parents bringing their children to events to have them be part of this, it's praised by these jurisdictions and protected. And taking children to not just homosexual bars, taking them to bars that are sex clubs where people have naked dancing, and they've got big signs on the walls saying it ain't going to lick itself, and then pornographic posters up that we can't even show you. We have the footage inside the Dallas Place where they were parading kids as young as three, giving, putting money in men's G-strings. And it's unbelievably brutal stuff, folks. It's a very destructive lifestyle, and these folks have chewed through themselves and absolutely drug themselves out of their minds. And the final thing, the final evil thing to do, the final thing that will help them get their kicks is destroy your children's innocence. The whole thing is 100% vampiric. 100% vampiric. And I have clip after clip after clip we're going to play of them saying, I need access to your children. And every time they come out of the woodwork, they come to the city council or the school board and they say, we're not allowed to come to the elementary school on career day and teach your children about the great careers we've got up at the local gay bar where we dance. It's beautiful art. We want to teach your children this art. And we want to groom them for the next generation. These are exact quotes. Countless videos of men in giant, dressed up like nuns, with clown makeup on their faces saying, we are going to get your children. You will not stop us. We are taking them over. And then the San Francisco choir, the official gay choir that gets almost the same funding as the main choir of the city, says, we're going to get your children. Your children belong to us. We're going to groom them. We're going to take them. And then we're going to get you. And you look at them. If you were trying to hire somebody to be around your children, you'd take one look at every one of these men and you would say, those guys are perverts. Those guys are fruits. Not just because they like the same sex. No, it's because they want access to children and they look like who you'd hire for a Hollywood production if you were going to make a movie about a cult of pedophiles that's 1,000 strong that goes around kidnapping kids and you had their underground meeting. It would look like these people. This is what it looks like. This is it. This is grown men dressed up in clown outfits with their children being brought to them. And many of the people we've been showing on screen later get arrested because they already have prior convictions for assaulting children. And yeah, the local newscasts in Houston were like, well, got to get them while they're young. And then Desmond is amazing. They parade him around with convicted chainsaw murderers. One guy killed his boyfriend with a chainsaw. He's a famous, he's dead now, advocate for pedophilia. He himself was a club boy when he was like 12 and 13 in the gay bars. Yeah, there he is right there. He died of a drug overdose last year. And they've got Desmond is amazing, this little boy being paraded around talking about sex and taking ketamine with these guys. And they get up to kindergartners and say, let me show you how to shake your ass. And that's at the library. That's on the Associated Press. That's them saying it's a good thing. And people were asking me, you know, 10 years ago, Jones, why are you so upset about this? I said, folks, this is the globalist takeover arm. If you can have a big, disgusting, fat man in a clown outfit that's obviously scary as hell and make kids go sit in their lap, and the kids always look scared, and the mothers make them go sit in their lap, it's a big, giant, evil, sick exercise of dominance and control, of bondage. This is children being put into sexual bondage and their innocence being destroyed, and it is a curse on our nation if it's allowed to continue. The devil knows exactly what he's doing. This is an affront to God, and if it's allowed to continue, we will be destroyed.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have a high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you believe the BBC and ABC News, which they lie so much it's hard to believe anything they say, but it might have happened. We'll try to talk to independent reporters over there. Putin just fired missiles at a shopping mall in Kiev, blowing it to bits. It's a giant smoking crater still on fire. And that's a little message to the G7 that's meeting nearby. We'll be getting into all of that coming up in the third hour today. Speaking of the economy, Democrat response to abortion ruling sounds a lot like a call for insurrection. And we're seeing violence and attacks all over the country. I have clips here of MSNBC, NBC, you name it, saying that this is going to spark a civil war in America and that there's violence in the ruling, that Republicans are violent by not letting people kill babies. Talk about upside down world. Talk about doublespeak. We've got a big compilation. It's up on Infowars.com of Democrat leaders saying, oh, we want to kill babies up until the time they're born, maybe even after they're born. So there's just no end to how they keep pushing the envelope. Alexandria Cortez, AOC, calls for Supreme Court justices to be impeached. And it just goes on from there. We're going to be laying out the latest abortion news and how that ties into Biden, who the Democrats think can run on Roe v. Wade being overturned and misrepresenting what that really does, instead of the facts that they have accelerated inflation and the collapse of our borders and the devaluation of the currency. And here are those headlines. As gas prices surge, stations now hold up to $175 of your money when you swipe. Wall Street Journal. Why are they doing that? When drivers insert a credit card, debit card at the pump, the gas station doesn't know how much fuel they will buy, and it places a hold on the account for an amount set by the gas station, and they're letting it max out at $175. Some pumps only let you get $100, which won't even fill up most average tanks. But that's okay. Doesn't matter that gas prices have hit all-time records. Biden administration is planning a propaganda blitz to tout how he's delivering for the middle class and how great things are. That story is up on Infowars.com. There's all these questions being asked. Did corporate greed fuel inflation? It's not the biggest culprit. Well, it's corporate greed, wanting government contracts and other things, lobbying for more quantitative easing by the Federal Reserve. And so, yes, corporations run the world. They set the policy, the Fortune 100, that control the Fortune 500, that controls the Fortune 5,000. And they deliberately created monetary policy that they knew would do exactly what they're doing. Destroy the middle class, destroy the currency, but transfer all the power in the process on the ride up to themselves. And now they're in charge on top of us on the ride down. Russia defaults on foreign debt for the first time since 1918. Bloomberg reports Russia defaults on its foreign currency sovereign debt for the first time in a century, the culmination of ever-toughening Western sanctions that shut down payment routes to overseas creditors. That'll certainly not just hurt Russia, but hurt the world economy. We'll have more on that coming up. But I wanted to speak to the fact that Russia actually is now the biggest oil exporter in the world, passing up Saudi Arabia, who passed up the U.S. in the last year and a half under Biden. And many areas of the Russian economy are doing better than they were previously doing, while the Europe's economy and the U.S. economy is falling apart. You know the globalists know that, and they're making money on both sides. Now, let's continue here, because I want to play several clips here discussing the Democrats breaking into the Arizona Capitol, Democrats blocking highways, Democrats saying we're in a civil war, Democrats saying get your armor on, saying get in the streets, you know, go out and intimidate people at their houses. But then if Republicans do one-tenth of that, we are Satan and must all be arrested and must be all put in jail. And not even the people that do stuff like that should be put in jail, but people that are just around or even try to stop it need to be put in jail, a la January 6th. So here's several clips of NBC's reporters and others saying we're going into a civil war. Here's some of the rhetoric.
You know, here's a case where the Supreme Court is doing a decision that is going to fly in the face of at least what polls tell us, is a majority of Americans, maybe 60 to 70%. And if you look at human history and American history, that tends to push a society into civil war, or at least towards civil war, if it's something that's as basic as this. I'm not saying this is the same as the Dred Scott decision in 1857, but basically that was a decision that said anyone who hopes for an end to slavery and for black people in America to be full first-class citizens can give up hope. That did a lot to accelerate our civil war. I'm worried that when you have a Supreme Court making a decision like this and doing it in language that's almost provocative and angry and vengeful, it could have that effect. I love our country. Part of our country is unity. I think that's jeopardized.
There is a war out there, and we need to recognize that we've got to armor up.
That's right. This is not a drill.
I know. I've heard that they let you feel in choice. The only way to make friendships go. But I'm too afraid now.
Trouble, folks. The trans preacher has cut some of his hair. It's over. The she maiden, folks, ready to LARP. Ready to play Dungeons and Dragons in the local park. Oh, and they're going to talk to your kids. If you don't like it, well, there's the Antifa burning the Gadsden flag, other flags out front of the Supreme Court. Again, here's another one of the deadly warriors. They're flame torch. They're coming to get you, ladies and gentlemen. Really, they just want access to your children. We've got a compilation of that coming up next segment. In fact, we're going to go to break and come back and really dig into this and tie it together with abortion, with the trans movement wanting to sterilize children. All of it's about destroying life, sterilizing people, killing people. I'm going to lay it out coming out next segment. But first, in this world of destabilization and devaluation and inflation, the smartest move is to get high-quality storable food from a trusted source. We have high-quality storable food, amazing quality, tastes delicious, very nutritious. All these different special diets, all these different special packages, the staples, everything, at PrepareToday.com. It's the same stuff you got from InfoWarsStore.com. It's powered by MyPatriot. It's their whole website, their whole catalog, updated by them in live time. It's just a clone of their major site. And it's all offered there, and then we get some of the support. It's the same price that they sell their food for. We just get a percentage of the profit to keep InfoWars operating. So this is the place to get storable food and to keep InfoWars on the air. A lot of other preparedness items, water filtration, air filtration is there, highest rated. A lot of other great preparedness and survival gear is there as well. It really is a one-stop shop, and that way you're getting quality, you're getting a good deal, and you're keeping Patriots on the air. So PrepareToday.com has first aid, fire starting and protection, emergency power, and so much more. Stock up at PrepareToday.com today. Stock up at PrepareToday.com. PrepareWithAlex.com also takes you to the same URL. And we've been so busy, we haven't ended the mega immunity sale of 60% off. It will end today. It will end today. InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 2,000 Mules and Exorcists on DVD for your library with the extras. You need this. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. But get prepared with storable food now at PrepareToday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Convert your children. Someone's got to teach them not to hate.
Democratic Party culture. I was in New York last year to go on Andrew Schultz's podcast and to go on Michael Malice's podcast. So I was there 4 days. and it was Gay Pride Month. It was this time last year. And, I mean, it was just flags everywhere, the churches, the people, men running around in dresses, and children being indoctrinated into a sex cult. It's about the sex and the future of the children so that they'll have their innocence destroyed and will be forced into this with groups saying, we're coming for your children, you won't stop us. They're doing it in the private schools. They're doing it in the public schools. There is a very big, large Christian school in Austin. It's Episcopal. And I know a lot of people that go there, and a lot of people are pulling their children out because I have, you know, four children, and two of them are still in school. They don't go there, but they have friends that go there. And so my daughter's now going to kindergarten. She's just turned five. And so we're just talking to some of the parents about whether we're going to homeschool or send her to a small school. And they said, well, we're having to pull our six-year-old daughter out because she came home from the biggest private school in Austin that used to be right-wing just years ago and said, boys can be girls, girls can be boys. You can pick your gender. You can have two daddies, two mommies. I mean, what the hell is a six-year-old being taught that at a Christian school? It's taken over, people. And it's going to make you be part of it, just like in the biblical tale of Sodom and Gomorrah, where they come to your door and they say, come out in the street with us. We're going to have sex with you in the street. If you live here, we have sex with you. It's an act of dominance. It's rape. I mean, the left has Gillette commercials and other corporate ads out saying if a guy tells a girl she's good looking or asks a girl out, that's harassment and wrong. And all sex is rape between a man and a woman. That's what they teach. But if it's a man teaching a five-year-old how to give a blowjob, well, then it's a wonderful thing. Or if it's three-year-olds seeing naked men dance around and cut themselves in the streets of Seattle or Dallas, well, then it's a good thing. Imagine. I mean, you hear about some of these, like that Mormon breakoff group in Texas, where he had like 10 wives, and some of them were like 16 years old, and he's in prison for rape. Okay, put him in prison. These people are literally coming to your school and taking children to these sex bars and planting their flag of control over them and saying, we're here to recruit them, we're here to take them over, and they've got full Disney, full Hollywood, full Democratic Party backing with the Democratic Party litmus test. At the Democrat debates, do you believe that men deserve access to abortion rights so they can have their babies? Yes, we've got to get men access to abortions. It's mind control, ladies and gentlemen. It's mind control. They have ads running everywhere, not just Gillette, saying a man talking to a woman is wrong and evil. But if you're going to teach a five-year-old to sit on a convicted pedophile's lap while he rubs his genitals on him, I mean, we got stuff we can't even show you, folks, that we shot in Austin 4 years ago, that Millie Weaver shot. She did a great job. She went to one of their confabs in a big hotel in a conference room, and they had men totally naked with glitter on their penises with 3- and 4-, 5-year-old kids sitting in their lap. We've shown a little bit of it, but not the kids actually sitting on the genitals because that's child porn. They were in there producing child porn, in my view. We can't even show it to you because I will not distribute it. As journalists, we went there and it was criminal. We don't just have little kids taking their clothes off, folks. What we're showing you is what can be put out on air. And by the way, we called for criminal investigations of this. We called the police department. They're not going to do anything because the DA is a communist. On record. Here's a compilation from just a few years ago. We're having to make new ones because there's so much horrible new stuff. But here they are declaring, your children belong to us. We're coming for them. It's all pedophilic. And then remember, the abortion's to kill them. And the trans stuff is to confuse kids, have the state take them, and then sterilize them as well. They don't want to just rape them. They want to cut their testicles off. Here's the report.
The The Heights Public Library today debuting a new children's story hour called Drag Queen Story Time.
My name is Blackberry. I'm a bearded drag queen. That means I'm a lady with lots of facial hair.
I'm actually going to be one of the drag queens reading for Drag Queen Story Time.
Drag Queen Story Time.
And we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now.
And we witnessed parents taking their children as young as two inside to take part.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be grooms.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers.
The hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish.
Turn around. And shake your butt. Shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them.
It was a first for this branch of the public library, too.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Do you want to touch my hair?
No.
No?
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
No one's there to push an agenda on anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
You could be a drag queen superhero.
Yes.
They were all accepting. They all were happy about it and excited and giving me hugs and everything.
Yeah, the woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man. This is adult entertainment.
Most people seem to walk away having a good time.
Yeah, start them young, right?
Mm-hmm. Anyone can do drag.
Everyone. The children. Ooh, I'm all about education. I actually do story time with drag queens in Chicago. Right?
We have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its Drag Queen Story Hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malanina, my sister from Queens of the Week.
What has this world come to? It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on a couch. Desmond is the world's youngest club kid, and we challenge you, as the people out there, to find a younger club kid. Will they find one? Mm-mm. No.
Please welcome Desmond Naples, a.k.a. Desmond is amazing.
Yeah, have you been to a nightclub?
No.
No? Okay.
It's not inappropriate.
Teach the children. Teach the children. Ooh, I'm all about education.
And everywhere else, it's called pedophilia. But when it's done institutionally, and they can get away with people dressed up like demon clowns with your children, pull up tranny time in the New York schools. This is put out in the New York Times like it's wonderful. And it's the biggest, scary-looking group of weirdo, pot-bellied men. Looks like a bunch of Dennis Hastards running around with clown makeup on, just hopping around, rubbing their giant bellies in front of children. And you're like, what alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? We'll be back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.